You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio, and you are locked in to the JR Sport Brief show. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. Thank you to everybody who tuned in to hour number one. If you want to listen to every minute, if you want to listen to every second, you can always listen on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can hit rewind. You can go back to a particular segment. You can take the show with you anywhere. Thank you. Obviously, you can listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Shout outs to all my truckers, my folks in the cars, in the whips, on the trucks, on the road. People listening on SiriusXM channel 158. And then everybody listening on a smart speaker. That's what I do when I'm in my house. I don't got to touch nothing. I call out the robot's name. I might call Siri, or I might call whatever. I may call and I just say, hey, play CBS Sports Radio. And boom, there it is. Shout out to Tag Team. Whoop, there it is. Anyway, we know the big story for tonight. And that's what we took a look at in hour number one. We looked at Deshaun Watson, his 11-game suspension, no pay, $5 million fine. He has to undergo counseling. Behavioral experts will look at and evaluate who he is, and he has to attend this, and then he can get back to playing football. You want to know when he's going to be eligible to play? Week 13 against the team that traded him, the Houston Texans. And Deshaun Watson, after the suspension, he decided to talk to the media today. And what did he say? He answered quite a few questions, but at the same time, he didn't necessarily come across as endearing or heartfelt or acknowledging what has taken place over the past year and a half. One of the things he was asked was why it took you until last week to really issue an apology. Listen to this.
I apologized beforehand. I think the second time I spoke to you guys, I actually apologized. But I think for some people, it didn't maybe register as I was apologizing. But, you know, I just wanted to clarify, you know, I was apologizing to all women and people that was affected about this situation, because it's definitely a tough situation.
Okay, well, let's take it a step further. Deshaun Watson also made it clear today in his press conference that, hey, just because I settled with the majority of these women, basically all of them except for one, I ain't do nothing. I'm still looking forward to clearing my name. And so when he was pressed and asked, why the hell are you apologizing if you feel you didn't do anything wrong, this was his response.
For everyone that was affected about this situation, there was a lot of people that was triggered.
But not the women that accused you of this?
I've apologized to all women. So anybody that was affected, even yourself, everything. So I'm apologizing to everyone that was affected about this whole situation.
Oh, all women and everyone. Yeah, and you too, the reporter. Yeah, if you were affected, you too. What a blanket-ass statement. It's pretty out there. And so the Haslam family, Jimmy and Dee, who decided to trade for him, and not just trade for him, they went the extra mile to secure his services, to kind of move competition out the way, because this man was likely going to come home here to Atlanta and be a Falcon. But they said, oh, no, we're going to trade for him. And, oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to give you more money guaranteed than anybody who's ever played the game. We're going to give you $230 million. Well, he changed his mind, didn't he? Yeah, send me to Cleveland. I'll go. They said that they met him months ago and that they believe he's remorseful and that he's changing and that all of this stuff. And so now that we know what the final suspension is, not 6 games, not an entire season, 11 games. They were asked today, why the hell do you think this guy is remorseful, especially given what you heard him say today? Listen to this.
Because we're around him every day, and he said he's remorseful.
He didn't say that until just the day of that Jacksonville.
You know, I think I said it pretty well, is that this counseling is a process, and it's going to take some time for him, the layers and the layers upon getting there. We feel like he's making progress, and with us, we have seen that.
You could be a – listen, that Shep, that sounds like some BS, man.
Of course it does.
We're around him every day. You can be around anybody every day in a professional setting. Let's think about this in a prototypical 9-to-5. I don't work no damn 9-to-5 job. The majority of people listening to me right now don't work no damn 9-to-5 job. I don't care if you work in the next 8 hours. I don't care if you are working at a restaurant. I don't care if you're in office. I don't care if you get a chance to work by your damn self. I don't care if you work in a studio like me and Shep. You could be around somebody all damn day long in a professional setting. You don't know what the hell they doing when they clock out.
JR, did he not just show and exemplify how great he is at having the ultimate franchise attitude of being the ultimate ambassador for a city that he was in Houston with everything he did with Black Lives Matter and everything he did with Hurricane Harvey? I mean, he was worshipped in that city. He played everybody. He can't do that at 26 here. He understands who the Haslams are. That's one of the most naive things I've ever heard come out of an owner's mouth.
They were suckers.
And then, yes.
You know what? They're not suckers. They're just like a lot of other people. They're in the business of winning. That's the business in the NFL. And when you own the Browns, we know this. There is not a history of winning. And so they decided to go out and not give a damn, which is well within their right.
JR, I got a quick question for you with that.
Hold on. They brought him in. They don't give a damn because it's about winning over everything. And that's what the fans want as well. It's winning over everything. There's going to be a segment of the fan base that's just like, I ain't messing with the Browns no more. But the majority of people will just be like, okay, this is just what it is. And that's fine. That's well within their right. It will just never sit well with me. I have no problem. Let me put it to you this way. I'm going to be very clear. I think what Deshaun Watson did is creepy as hell. He may not have been found to be criminal. It might not be criminal, but some of the accusations, and sure, you know, the all 24, 25 to 30 women, are they all telling us the truth? Probably not. But does it matter? He's done some nasty things here. He's abused his power and his sexual nature. That's disgusting. Let me put that there, first of all. Second, do I believe the man deserves a second chance pending his punishment? Yes. Yes, I do. Is 11 games proper? I have no problem with 11. I would have no issue if he was gone all season long. What I'm not cool with is how he has decided to approach it, by showing no remorse, by saying, oh, I'm apologizing to everyone out there. And you know what? He doesn't owe anybody a public apology. Public apologies are to pacify the masses. If he deserves, or anyone deserves, an apology, it's the women who were assaulted, and he refuses to even acknowledge that. Oh yeah, I settled, so it's no big deal. And then you got the Browns. The Browns didn't give a rat's ass. Here's $230 million guaranteed just so we can go out and win football games. And sure, that's their business, what they do. And when it comes to the NFL, ethics are out the window. And then when you look at the NFL, I'll say this. People will bring up Calvin Ridley and how there's clarity in him being suspended for the entire season. You want to know why? Because it's about money. That's why. That's why there's clarity. Because it's about cash. Because it can have a more direct influence on the NFL and its games. That's why there's clarity on why he was suspended for an entire season. Anything else? whether you're punching a security guard or a patron at a restaurant or a club like Alvin Kamara, or whether you're beating up on your wife, or whether you're going out and, I don't know, just looking for massage therapists. Yeah, those other transgressions, they don't necessarily have an effect on our bottom line outside of you making us look bad. So we'll leave the rest of that just up for interpretation. That shouldn't be the case. And that is something that the NFL Players Association, any NFL, should really push for in their next collective bargaining agreement when they get to it in, I don't know, the next 7 to 10 years. There should be clarity. And so there's a lot of nonsense all over the place, but this is what we all know for fact. When it comes to the NFL, whether you're looking at it from a league level or whether you're looking at it from a team level, nobody gives a damn unless it's about wins and losses. That's it. It's a business. It's not a moving towards a $20 billion a year business just because they're handing out daisies and putting people in school and walking old ladies across the street. No. And this is inevitable when you have a multi-billion dollar business and you have so many personalities and names. This is no different than society. The only difference is this is an entertainment product. There's somebody being a creep ass fill in the blank right down the block. There's somebody lying to somebody right around the corner from you. These are human beings that we sit down and watch. These are human beings who own the teams. The only difference is the money. And we know this, with money comes power. And if you got a lot of both, you know what you can do? You could just kind of ignore everybody else. Because at what point are we all just suckers? Just saying, oh, I'm a root for the Browns regardless. So, what do the Haslams care? They know that money's going to come in anyway. This is an interesting scenario. Just nobody cares. Shep, what's on your mind, my man?
Listen, when you talk about what Watson did for Houston in terms of totally making that franchise relevant, I know he did not have a great final season in terms of win-losses, but he was by far one of the five best quarterbacks on planet Earth, and this was only at the age of 24. So it was a great interview you had with Jonathan, and the theme of it was 2 through 52. There may not be a better team. It's the one that is the biggest question mark and has been for the Cleveland Browns. So with all that being said, with what he has in Stefanski and what he has in terms of the pieces around him, when he does get back, where do you see him being among the hierarchy of great NFL quarterbacks? That's the question I have for you. Will he be back to what we are accustomed to seeing from him back in 2020, 2019, and 2018?
At the conclusion of the season, it's going to take him a little bit to get warmed up.
Okay, got it.
I mean, for the better part, he ain't played last year. He's not going to play about three quarters of this season, just about. I don't think the man's going to wake up and lose his talent. I think it's going to take him time to get back into a groove. And so we haven't even gotten into the football aspect of it for the Cleveland Browns. Are you holding on to Brissett? Is he going to hold down the fort? Are you going to decide to go ahead and bring in Jimmy Garoppolo, whether it be via trade, or you wait for him to be released from the 49ers and, you know, that contract kind of goes away to a certain degree? I mean, these are some of the questions.
What the NFL can't have, what they cannot have, the worst nightmare would be if the Browns are in the playoffs with Deshaun Watson this particular season.
Ask me in a couple of weeks, and that might be a possibility.
Yeah.
Let's see who they got. I mean, the question is, who's going to hold down the fort while Deshaun Watson is gone? And if he's holding down the fort, and then you can kind of ease Deshaun in there, if it's Jimmy Garoppolo, you just going to say, hey, Jimmy, take a back seat. And if you're Jimmy Garoppolo, do you want to go to the Browns, knowing that you're going to ultimately get the boot? Do you want to go out there and kind of prove yourself and say, hey, this is a 10-game audition, and sure, I'm going to stand back on the bench, but somebody else is going to have to want me. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities here for the Cleveland Browns. But, oh, hell yeah. This would be a tricky scenario to have to highlight Deshaun Watson. That's not what the NFL or anybody's going to want to do, but it might be a possibility. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's hit the phone lines. Dan is calling from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, good evening, fellas. How y'all doing tonight?
Very well, Dan. Go ahead.
I tell you, there's so much. I was so back and forth since the beginning of this. I don't know if I'm just ill-informed, but from the very beginning, I had a lot of questions. And for number one, I was a Deshaun Watson supporter. I was, you know, a number one guy in his corner, giving him the benefit of the doubt. A lot of things, for example, I didn't know specifically what he was being accused of. You got about, what, maybe 30 different women? I wanted to know exactly what they were accusing him of, specifically. That's the only way I can determine whether or not I feel 11 games is appropriate, 11 game suspension, that is. I need to know what I'm holding it up against, what exactly he's accused of. Another thing is...
I'm not going to walk you through every instance because I think it would be a little too graphic. Are you still not clear on some of the things that he did?
What is, if there's something that I can reference, is there some type of website where this information is available?
You can Google it. I mean, there were plenty of admissions from his lawyer as to what took place. There were plenty of text messages which were shared publicly as to what was said and not said. Yeah, that is readily available.
Oh, I didn't know that. And certainly finding that information out would definitely give me a different type of insight.
Okay. Well, based on that, it doesn't sound like you're fully informed, but I do want to give you a chance to speak. What is your – just kind of round things out here, please.
Well, I was basically saying that I believe this guy is innocent until something recently happened. And I was convinced, yep, he's guilty. And that is when he said he was sorry. Because let me tell you, man, I would be pissed at any woman falsely accuse me of something despicable.
Well, I guess he's real pissed over, you know, about 25, 26 women then. I guess every one of them was lying. I mean, there was admissions there. This guy's sending text messages going, hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you feel uncomfortable. And I don't care if we got to go through 1 through 25. Am I sure or certain? No, and neither are you. You know, could one or two or three or four just be like, hey, I'm here for the money. Absolutely. Of course, that's a reality. But I think it's more of a reality via this entire circumstance. We wouldn't be here in this moment if there wasn't some type of fire. I see the smoke. The smoke is there. It's dark. It's thick. There's something there. I mean, damn it, if you still have to think about, you know, what might have taken place or what did take place or he's innocent. Hey, the guy was found not to be a criminal. Okay? That's fine. Not that it's fine, but that's clear. Just because you were not found to be a criminal doesn't mean that you are not guilty of being a creep. That's it. It's really that simple. Byron is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks, JR. Hey, man. Kaepernick.
Hey, turn the radio down, Byron. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. So those 31 owners, Kaepernick must have did a real egregious thing because his punishment has been way beyond some of the things that other guys have done. But saying that, there's a saying that sometimes you should keep quiet and keep people in doubt, then open your mouth and remove all doubt. His apology, whatever that was really weird. I don't know. Maybe it was just like a lot of the times when you big sports, you can't admit that you're wrong. But as far as for the owners, like you said, it's about the bottom line. Let's win, you know. Now,
yeah.
let's It's only 31 jobs, so the egos are big there. Billionaires. Thanks, man.
No doubt, Byron. Thank you for calling from Maryland. Yeah, 32 owners, they care about the bottom line. They care about the franchise valuations. There's a reason that Colin Kaepernick is not playing football. And no, people, it's not because he was a complete scrub or a bum or a bust or couldn't even be a backup. It's because that owners felt that he would be a distraction and that he would screw up the money. That's it. And so, yeah, he's gone, but Watson, he's still there because they know that people are still going to show up. You know, racism and accusations of the country being racist, that makes people uncomfortable. Sexual assault? Yeah. Browns are just like, yeah, people are still going to show up, though, so let's just give them a job. $230 million guaranteed. And speaking of that apology, oh, man. Yeah, he's just he's apologizing to everybody. It's a blanket thing. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Your credit to your profession. You're one of the rare radio personalities that actually balances facts with whatever callers call in with. I'm also a caller for Pearland, Texas, so Pearland, Texas loves you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. You know, obviously, Deshaun Watson has dominated the conversation and people giving their thoughts and opinions on his suspension and what this means. And let's boil it down. Is anybody surprised, though? I don't think anybody could walk around and be surprised at how this has played out. This is kind of par for the course. It's just going to be very interesting to see how things move along. You know, I've gave my thoughts and opinions. I think the situation is awful. I think what the Browns did is awful, but not surprising in giving him that 230 guarantee. They've showed that they care more about the bottom line in winning, of which they are in the business of, than the accusations. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before I pick up the phone lines again, I want you to hear one more time on Deshaun Watson and why he's apologizing and who he's apologizing for. And listen very carefully. It's not necessarily the accusers.
For everyone that was affected about this situation, there was a lot of people that was triggered.
But not the women that accused you of this?
I've apologized to all women. So anybody that was affected, even yourself, everything. So I'm apologizing to everyone that was affected about this whole situation.
Okay, 855-212-4CBS. You can also holler at me at JR Sport Brief. Winston is here from Sacramento. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, how you doing, man?
Very well.
Good, man. I'm actually disappointed in our society. And the reason I'm disappointed in our society is when you look at the things that have happened throughout our world, Bill Cosby, Robert Kraft, our president, the double standard that this sword is being laid on our country, man, is ridiculous. You get Bill Cosby vilified, Deshaun Watson vilified. The president says he can do what he want to do, and everybody's okay with it. Bill Clinton, he got vilified a little bit, but not too much. But the things that are happening, Ezekiel, when Jerry Jones got him out of his troubles. I mean, money talks. Money talks. And if you don't have a whole lot of money, you're going to be in a lot of trouble.
No, absolutely. Well, I mean, you, Winston, and you've been disappointed and bothered for a long-ass time because that's just how the world has worked before you and I have even gotten here.
I don't disagree with you, and it's going to continue to be that way. You know, and it's really, really, really unfortunate how, again, when it comes to things that the African-American man do, I mean, again, Kaepernick, he all he said was, I don't like police brutality. And it wasn't saying to be mad about the police and everything that they do. It was the things that were happening to African Americans. And he got kicked out the league. So it's just really, it's really sad to just watch people let things happen. And when they happen, everybody says, oh, it's just, it's okay. It's okay. But when it happens to an African American, man, it's like we get done like they said for Mike Pence. Let's hang them.
Man, well, this is it's no surprise, Winston. As I said, that's unfortunately in the history books. And then in the case of Colin Kaepernick, it's not just what he said or what his message was. It was how he decided to deliver it. And people found more offense with how he decided to deliver it than his actual message. Manny is calling from Flushing. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on Deshaun Watson? Hey, Manny. Well, Manny's not there. Kai is calling from Boise. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Big fan. Real quick, do you pick the rejoin tracks or is that Shep?
Oh, listen, man, my background is all in music. How much time do you have?
I got all day, brother. So I just wanted to say that the apology is bogus. Deshaun Watson, you know, I'm affected because we got to hear about this all the time, every day for like the last year and a half, it seems. But what the Haslams had to say about, you know, they're around him every day. And you said it perfectly that you can be around somebody every day and still they're going to that, you know, anybody's going to have skeletons in their closet that you're not going to know about. I mean, look at Aaron Hernandez, he's a perfect example. You don't know what's going on behind closed doors. And
damn, that's an extreme example, but you're correct.
I just don't accept what the Haslams had to say, man. It's all crap. And, you know, you're right. It's about the money. That's the bottom line. And, you know, Browns fans are going to show up. You can put a mascot out there as long as he could throw the football. You know, people are going to show up. I mean, Browns fans kind of proven that. Yeah. But that's what I got.
I hear you. Thank you, Kai, for calling up from Boise, Idaho, where I've actually had one of the best steaks I've ever had in my life. But besides that, yeah, it's the Haslams, they don't care. They don't. They care about the bottom line. They care about all the mediocre seasons that they've had since they were resurrected. They care about all the poor quarterback play. They care about having a roster that can actually compete for a championship, but being able to upgrade at that position to actually go do it. That's what they care about. That's what all the owners care about. Do the fans care enough to stop spending money? We know the answer. You want to know what it is? No. Fans are still going to show up. They're still going to buy a hoodie, still going to buy a beer, still going to show up and show out. And that's all that matters. The money. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. We're also going to talk about the man who is no longer the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Looks like he has officially found a new job. Almost. It's Baker Mayfield.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, every time I get into an Uber, I always turn the Uber drivers onto your show. We talk about sports. Tell them how awesome you are.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. A lot of thoughts, a lot of opinions on Deshaun Watson, his suspension, 11 games, the situation. And so I'm going to get to your calls. And then we'll get into the man that he has replaced in Cleveland, Baker Mayfield. To the shock or surprise of, I'd say, probably no one, it looks like he has secured himself a starting position with the Carolina Panthers. But before we do that, let's go ahead and get to our many callers. Craig is calling from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, JR? Appreciate you taking my call. I want to start off by saying I don't want to sound like a sour Texans fan or anything, but 11 games isn't enough. It's not enough for a bevy of reasons, and you've pointed out most of them very eloquently, but one that's very looming to me that hasn't really been talked about is there's a statute of limitations on whether or not somebody can still file a lawsuit on them that actually runs into March of 2023. And so I'm not sure if this is a good PR move for the NFL to let him get on the field in game 12, and it's also against the Texans. And before the kickoff can be dropped, there's a lawsuit, you know, before the ball can be kicked off, you know, on his debut game. I'm just not sure if that's a good PR move for the NFL to do.
Well,
Craig,
you can certainly take that position. Anybody can get sued at any time. And so I don't think we can live in a world of, oh, this hammer might drop. I mean, they're not going to live in the world where, well, let's just give him the boot completely just in case, you know, he's sued. What's your next point?
It's not just the boot. The boot.
No, Craig. Craig, I asked you what's your next point. Go ahead.
Oh, also, just that, I mean, so Judge Sue Robinson even put clauses in there for counseling and also that he's forbidden to even get on Instagram to seek out a massage therapist. You know, there's clauses in there that, and he's being called, his behavior is being called predatorial. I mean, I just think that a year would be much more appropriate, and maybe 10 or 15 million that goes to women's abuse, some sort of foundation or something of that nature. I mean, I think he needs, because you even pointed out, JR, that he's not apologizing for what he did to these girls. He's apologizing for how it affected them.
Sure.
He's
taken it a step further, and thank you, Craig, for calling from Houston. He's just apologizing to everyone who's been affected, and yes, not them specifically. And even in that realm, is he going to apologize when he comes back? Is his tone or his message going to be different? We have no idea. Ray is calling from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, long-time listener, first-time caller. Just wanted to get on the subject with the Saints and the Browns because they were both pursuing them. But he went with the Browns because of probably more money whenever the Saints have a better wide receiver crew. Do you think that had something to do with, you know, him going to the Browns just because of the money?
Yes, yeah. They guaranteed him $230 million more than anybody. That's why he went, if you had to ask me. That makes the most sense now.
Oh, yeah. And being a person, you know, with business and money, of course, that's the right you want to go. And the second thing I had, I don't think 11 games is enough. I know some people might say, you know, he done time served, but this isn't prison. This is the NFL.
Yeah, well, and this is still a business. This man got paid last year. He's paying a fine. He won't be paid for the games that he's missed. And he's still making $230 million. Woe is him, right? Outside of getting beat up in the court of public opinion, outside of the branding and having this kind of scarlet letter across the, not his chest, but his forehead. Yeah, it's kind of tough, but maybe $230 million is the magic eraser. Leon calling from Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on? So I find it ironic that so many people are under the assumption that women who are making accusations who literally stand to gain from it financially could be automatically assumed to be genuine.
I don't think – I'm sorry to interrupt, but before we go deep down that hole, I will assume most people understand that is not wholly accurate. I think we all understand that people are dishonest. I think we all know that about human beings in many degrees. So I would not agree with what you just said by any stretch of the imagination.
No, but what we're doing is we're assuming, one, he was not criminally charged, meaning that the local Harris County DA looked at all of the accusations, looked at the cases, and didn't think it warranted any criminal prosecution. That's important. Right.
Yes, it is.
The fact that he has had 66 massages with different women over a 17-month span, and only 24 of them have accused him of any wrongdoing. So more of them have said that he did nothing inappropriate than ones who have said he has done something inappropriate.
Leon, I've mentioned this. I don't know what part of the show you tuned in at. What does it matter how many?
No, so here's my point.
If you can answer me, I'd appreciate that. What does it matter? No, hold on. Now stop. What does it matter if it is five women, one woman, 23?
Even a half a woman. Let's even say it's a woman and a half, right?
What does it matter?
My point is this. When none of these women came forward before he decided to jump ship from the Houston Texans, and the lead prosecutor in the case is a neighbor of the actual Houston Texans, and we pretend there's nothing nefarious going on.
Leon,
we pretend as if
Leon, no, I think that is to omit everything that we have learned over the past year and a half. You know, people were jumping onto that ship the moment that this took place early last year. And if you take a look at the entire picture, the big picture of things, what has taken place, what Deshaun Watson, through his counsel, has admitted, we can all run around and claim, oh my God, this is a conspiracy theory to tear him down. But if you look at everything, hold on, Leon, wait. You listening to me?
Yes, I'm listening.
Thank you. If you look at everything that has taken place over the past year and a half, if you pay close attention to what has been admitted, to what is on public record, I'm kind of asking you the same question. What does it matter? We know what the facts are. We know what the admission has been. To go ahead and start dilly-dallying in, well, we don't know how many women were lying. Oh, well, this is interesting time and as to what took place. These are the facts. Everything that we have no detail over doesn't matter. This is what's taking place. And for what we know is fact, is pretty disgusting.
I have accused no one of lying. What I'm saying to you is, whether you agree with the behavior that you have known to have transpired, what I'm saying is that none of it has warranted in any criminal
process. Well, Leon, you're repeating yourself, and I'm going to repeat myself again. Listen to me very carefully. You ready? I think you'll understand this. Just because he was not criminally charged does not mean he was not guilty of being a jerk. Does not mean stop and listen to me. It doesn't mean that he was not guilty of abusing his power and celebrity. Doesn't mean he was not guilty of being a creep. The two are mutually exclusive. They don't have one thing to do with the other. And that is why he's being punished. At least, Leon, I have to hit the brake soon. You understand what I just said, though, right?
Yes, but these are your personal feelings, though.
It's not my personal feelings. And I'll tell you this, and I have no issue with saying this to you. If you have a complete understanding of what has taken place. It's not a personal feeling. This is a matter of fact, okay?
No,
stop. Listen, Leon.
We're not naive. We're adults. We know
Leon. Leon, I want you to listen to me. Leon, I don't want to hang up on you. I don't want to hang up on you, but I want you to hear me very clearly. If you can actually look at what has taken place, and you as a human being, you, Leon, don't find issue with some of the things that took place and what he did, then I would venture to say that you have your own damn problems.
Yeah, but that's just sign language, right? You're trying.
No, I speak English. You hear it from my mouth. It came out in words. I said it in English. I don't speak sign language. I should probably learn, but I don't. I speak English. Go read everything that's taken place. Go look at the admissions. If you don't find something bothersome with it, then you probably need to look in the mirror. It's not about, oh, we're adults. We know what goes on in massage parlor. Man, that's some lazy BS. Cut it out. Yeah, there's plenty of people who go outside looking for a good time. You can look for a good time on a street corner. You can look for a good time at the club. You can look for a good time anywhere. Abusing power to take advantage of somebody? Man, that ain't looking for a good time. That's being a creep. Stop it. Making excuses for people. I wasn't in the room all the damn time. I didn't need to be. I didn't need to be 30 women. I don't need to be. I don't need to be one woman. I ain't. Coming up with these excuses. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
How's your mental health? I'm listening with Michael Phelps.
You know, I think for me in 2014, when I found myself in that dark, dark place where I didn't want to be alive in those 4 days when I was in my room by myself, I wanted to find a different way. I wanted to find a different answer. I was sick and tired of feeling how I felt, and that's why I started to seek help. And that's when I checked myself into a treatment center.
Join us for Odyssey's I'm Listening to Our National Mental Health Conversation, Wednesday, September 21st at 6 p.m. Talk saves lives. How's your mental health? I'm listening with Michael Phelps.
You know, I think for me in 2014, when I found myself in that dark, dark place where I didn't want to be alive in those 4 days when I was in my room by myself, I wanted to find a different way. I wanted to find a different answer. I was sick and tired of feeling how I felt, and that's why I started to seek help. And that's when I checked myself into a treatment center.
Join us for Odyssey's I'm Listening to Our National Mental Health Conversation, Wednesday, September 21st at 6 p.m. Talk saves lives.